Aurelia Matters welcomes letters to the editor at dave@aureliamatters.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a previously published letter, Education Workers Union Telling, Half-Truths, published on September 24. I am writing this letter today in response to Mr. Crawford's letter from September 24. Mr. Crawford seems to feel that education workers do not deserve to receive a living wage. I am a secretary at one of the local schools. In the past 10 years, my wage has increased by approximately 75 cents per hour. Inflation over the same amount of time has increased by approximately 25%. The same item that would have cost $100 in 2012 now costs around $125. Some items, such as food, shelter, fuel, electricity, and heating, have increased even more. I'm wondering if Mr. Crawford, or anyone for that matter, would knowingly accept a job where your salary would be virtually frozen over 10 years while the cost of living skyrockets. My concern, not only for education workers living this scenario, but all workers in general, is that we are continually being squeezed and forced to live on less. If this situation with so-called middle class and lower wage earners is not addressed, we will see an overall market fail. Families are being forced to choose between paying a utility bill or buying groceries for their families. Many of our youth will never see the possibility of owning their own home, or even being able to afford to rent an apartment independently. The overall economy will be hurt as people cut all of the luxuries out of their budget as they are forced to live paycheck to paycheck. I paid my way through college with the intent of contributing to society and being able to provide my family with a comfortable lifestyle. Knowing I'd never be rich, but with a good work ethic, I counted on my career choice to provide a stable financial environment for my kids. The divide between the haves and have-nots continues to grow at an exponential pace, and I feel a rebalance needs to be addressed immediately. Jody Provenzano, Aurelia.